This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Chapter 13. Revising the shopping list. Two things need to be considered. Firstly, what changes, if any, we would like to make to our diet? And secondly, preparing on the day or evening before fasting. Take a look at your shopping list. Many people have taken to shopping online over the past couple of years, which is a good thing in my view if it prevents us from being tempted by the senses when we're out shopping, and it reduces traffic on the roads and carbon impact and what have you. However you shop, knowing what you know now, you may wish to think about making some changes. To eat more tayyib foods, the main changes focus on increasing the amount of wholesome, natural foods without fear of natural fats and proteins if they are naturally occurring. So meat is far better in both health and in halal terms if it is organically raised, not battery farmed. Many people assume halal meat is simply that which has been slaughtered in the name of Allah, but the true meaning of halal also looks at the life lived by the animal. So pay close attention to the way in which the meat has been produced. Signs such as organic, naturally fed meat, grass-fed beef, is far more suited to the philosophy of good treatment that Islam demands, and it's better for you, nutritionally. Even seafood must be thought of in the same way. Farming that harms the environment cannot by definition be a tayyib way of doing things. Yet much of our seafood is caught or farmed very harmfully indeed. For example, most of the prawns people nowadays eat are farmed in shallow water lands which are taken over for farming. Rivers are blocked off or diverted, and artificial shallow pools are created by clearing natural land and destroying estuaries and other natural ecosystems. These lands were previously natural filters of water, such as mangrove forests or estuaries. They provided homes to a large variety of creatures and plants which kept our water and land healthy and in tune with the environment. They were nurseries and habitats for bigger predators and other creatures. The water is now pumped full of artificial nutrients, the land is taken, and those nutrients can't be broken down easily. The farmers who farm this way do so because it's cheap and they don't get much for their crop because of the buyers and the wholesalers. One or two farmers doing it may not seem much, but we are talking about hundreds of millions of tons of seafood being made in this way. This catches up with the earth. Many of our fish are actually caught extremely wastefully by large commercial trawlers who compete on the open seas, avoiding the attention of authorities. They do full catch fishing, casting massive nets which catch every single living thing within them. And then when they haul the catch in, only about 20 or 30% of the catch is what they seek. The rest, believe it or not, is thrown back into the sea dead. If we did this on land, it would be like sweeping over a forest looking for birds, but then catching all of the elephants, the tigers, the buffalo and everything else, letting them die in the net, and then dropping those animals back onto the forest floor dead. It goes without saying that if you know this is going on, you will be asked by Allah what decisions you made to support or avoid such a practice. Vote with your money. Prefer line-caught or naturally caught seafood. Prefer food that is caught locally by local fishermen, not large elusive companies, which if you do your research, you will find are extremely keen to hide their methods when journalists or other people try to find out what they do. Coming to our vegetables, well, leafy vegetables and fibrous sources of starch and nuts and seeds are going to be a bigger part of the tayyib menu. Look especially for green-leaved vegetables. Be aware of how potatoes and rice must be eaten in moderation, and it really is better to use fats and fibrous vegetables and more whole grain foods than to have the amount of rice and white bread that we tend to eat. You might think that these changes are too dramatic. That might seem the case now, but think back to the days when the world knew nothing about potatoes or rice or even corn. Did you know that potatoes and corn were imported from South America around 400 years ago? Even chilies came from South America. Before those things, we ate what was more local. Probably had a more wholesome diet as a result. Oils and fats need a mention. There's nothing wrong with full-fat milk, or butter, or cheese. Fats, eaten slowly, give a sense of fullness, and your body can totally process them as well. Avoid fats alongside sugars, because the sugars is what causes the insulin to rise up and the fat to be then used up to build its own reserves. Evidence also shows that children fed on full-fat milk, as opposed to skimmed or semi-skimmed, have better cognitive function in later years. Artificial fats, and fats which are obtained in harmful ways, are extremely bad. You might not know what they are, but there are some easy pointers. For example, anything which includes hydrogenated fat on the ingredient list is artificial fat. It's chemically processed to make it thicker. This type of fat is very sticky in the body. It settles in the arteries, contributing to heart disease and blood pressure problems and strokes. Margarine is mostly hydrogenated vegetable oil. Use butter instead, seriously. Use naturally occurring vegetable fats such as those found in olive oil, peanut oil, rapeseed oil, or sesame oil. And watch out for palm oil. Palm oil is everywhere in foods and even in cosmetics. But, unfortunately, palm oil is farmed in plantations which result from clearing vast rainforests and local wildlife. And there are some areas where local wildlife is virtually wiped out because of the demand for cheap palm oil from large businesses which are forcing farmers to create these kind of plantations. You may need to alter some of your cooking techniques a little bit, but most of the people who eat the healthier fat will probably find that it tastes better. And if they too eat slowly and mindfully, reducing the sugar and the carbs, they will feel more full and have better health. And they'll lose weight into the bargain. Our snacks need attention too. So many snacks pretend to be healthy. Cereal bars are particularly bad for this. They're laced with sugar, sometimes even more than chocolate bars. It's better to minimize and substitute snacking. We snack because we're conditioned to believe that eating little and often is good for us. It's not. We also snack because we believe we are hungry. What in fact is happening is we're probably experiencing sugar hunger rather than true hunger. Or we are dehydrated. So miss the snack. Drink water or black tea, black coffee. The hunger will disappear. If you do feel like eating something, it is a healthy middle ground to eat snacks which are higher in proteins and fats. For this, nuts, salted or natural nuts, not glazed in sweet coverings, they're great. In fact, a handful of almonds really fills that hunger gap if it comes, and if eaten a half hour before food, can help you to eat less at your main meal. The same goes for seeds such as pumpkin seeds and so on. And as part of your tayyib practice, think about removing or reducing the temptations in your house. Get rid of the bulk of the sweet and chocolates in the sweet cupboard. Fill them with more wholesome foods instead. And educate your family about the truth of hunger. They will appreciate it if you do so with sincerity and passion, showing them that both science and Islam are behind you. But don't ban things altogether, and don't force people. It's totally fine to have ice cream with the family once a week, especially if they're children. Make it an occasion which the family enjoy, and don't feel any guilt about when you do enjoy the snack. In fact, as we see, you don't have to make any changes to your diet whatsoever if you just want to do the fasting part instead. It's fine to make small changes incrementally. Fruits are to be approached with better education and a little bit of caution. Here are the facts. Many fruits are not quite as healthy in terms of weight as people imagine. The sweeter and fleshier the fruit, the more likely it is to contain fructose and sucrose. And no matter what people tell you, fructose is a sugar, and it pumps insulin upwards. Such fruits include things like mangoes, grapes, melons, peaches, bananas, and sweet plums. Even if they're dried, these fruits don't help with sugar control. Substitute. Use less sweet, more fibrous, and more tart fruits. Apples, pears, avocados, berries, pomegranate. Avocados have tremendously healthy fat. Dates and figs are good because they are fibrous and the sugar within them takes time to release. Eat them in moderation though, especially if diabetic. Macrobiotic and live foods need a mention. The Prophet ate those in decent quantity. Yogurts, cheeses, and dishes which involve fermentation are healthy for another exciting reason. They contain bacteria which live in the gut and help digestion. These bacteria can reduce acid irritation and they ease the passage of food through the gut. They also process extra sugar, eating or preventing its entry into your blood in the first place. So much research is coming out about the nutrient factors that these natural bacteria release into our blood, which also play a role in many other healthy chemical processes. Emerging evidence would suggest that probiotic foods may have the keys to preventing other diseases such as ulcerative colitis, heart disease, and even depression. The research in this area is growing even as you read this. Consider dosing yourself up with probiotic yogurts, just plain live yogurts, especially if you've been taking a course of antibiotics. Add probiotic foods as side dishes to your daily meal. A couple of tablespoons of live yogurt is both delicious and cooling to the palate, at suhoor or any other time. Consider having the live yogurt, especially at suhoor, alongside dates and cheese, for example, or perhaps eggs or unprocessed oats with full-fat milk. These are far better than jam on toast or bowls of cornflakes or other empty cereals. End of chapter.